Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
I never thought I'd see the day. Tarquin's back for Volume 3, the final instalment, the climax of the trilogy. You'll be hearing from Penelope, as per Volume 2, but also a friend of his whose alias we didn't discuss. I'm going to call him Euripides. Euripides got charged for murder at a tender age, but was sentenced to manslaughter and did his time in Feltham. First, you're going to hear him on the phone. That lasts for about a minute, but then he actually comes and arrives at the gaff where we were recording, Tarquin and Penelope's gaff. And I record him there. Apparently Les Mis are in town.
A club full of crime. A club full of song. Where wrong ends do things that are wrong. Oh God, for shame. I do not know this podcast name. Its name is Crime.
I'll tell you about the murder charge if you want. So, he used to live above an estate agent's. It was my nephew's birthday, normal fucking casual, happy days. You know, like, the normalest of days it could have been.
No alcohol involved.
No, nothing. Just chilling. My nephew's come over, I bought him. Do you know you can buy, like, the little kids version of the cricket set where you get a little plastic bat, little plastic, but I just bought him a couple, he didn't have much, you know, like, I bought him some stuff he could play with in his garden, I got him a little swing balls, you know, just dumb shit. I'm letting him play ball in the yard. You know, he's for me, it's funny to throw the ball out the window, isn't it? So, and how you do that for? He's like, go and get it. I was like, I'm not going to get it. I was like, I've looked out the window, and there's two fellas standing there, just chin wagging. I'm like, yo, throw the ball up, please, mate.
Oh, well.
And he looked up at me and told me, fuck off. I'm like, you tell him, fuck off, your mug. He's like, I'm having a conversation with my friend. I was like, so? So, don't mean to tell me to fuck off, like, I was like, you could have just said no. I was like, well, you could teach no manners. And he was like, da-da-da-da-da. Started getting mad, all lemon and that. And then fucking, my pal, we come to the window and we're having a full-on argument. Like, not even, do you know when you're young, like, we're 17, remind you, at the time, like, it's not even an argument. Do you know it's funny? Yeah. Like, we're cussing the brother out. Anyway, the other brother's gone to him, oh, I've got to go, yeah. Kissed the brother on the cheek and wandered off, innit, yeah? So we're all like, oh, look, your boyfriend's left. I'm not gay. How'd that, like, the brother switched, so that. Do you know when someone switches too hard on something? You like, whether it's, we're just biting on it, I was like, definitely was your boyfriend, bro. Brother's getting slapped. I mean, the brother was getting psycho, yeah. We're terrorising him. My next door neighbour's come out of a window. She's like, what's this brother up to? I was like, bro, I said, I asked him to throw up my nephew's ball when I was like, he's called World War III. She was like, fuck off your mug, I'm throwing an egg at him. Anyway, it's gone on for like 20 minutes, but nothing serious has happened. Like, he's had a bowl of water thrown over him and he's fucked off, yeah. Like, we've come in, I was like, because obviously.
I'm interested to see how that becomes a murder charge.
This is how it's happened.
I say.
So, obviously, I brought my man in that in. I was like, well, leave me a brother, like, we can't fucking be kicking off like this, man. I was like, let the guy fuck off. And we've chilled for like half hour, and my cousin's like, I need to get dropped back to the manor, innit? I need to take little man on. So, we've come out. And my boy only had a 3-door polo at the time. Remember the little old hatchback polos? So he's putting little man in the car seat in the back. I'm putting some shit in the boot, his birthday present and whatnot. I can see my man swaggering across the road, yeah? taking off his jacket.
No, no, before he took off his jacket, though, he looked like he's going to pull something out of his jacket, remember? Before he took off his jacket, get it right.
So he's done this, he's done, you know, like if you have the little, if you have the, he's pulled the thing out and put the jacket over the arm and done the movement. Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, yo, heads up. I was like, my man's there, and I was like, he's got something. And he's like, he's looked at me, hasn't he? And as I said, the difference in me and is very, very drastic at this time in age, yeah? I'm at the back of the car. It's like me and her, like, which one are you going to fight? I'm at the back of the car, and I'm looking at him. And he walks up to me, and as he dropped the coat to fight, yeah, just gone ping, and the brother just fell, like a piece of wood, and just hit the floor. He started shaking, eyes rolled up in his head. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, do you know when, like, something just didn't look right, innit? Gone over, brother weren't breathing properly, like, we've all scattered, like, properly just scattered out. My phone's blinging off for, like, 2 days. Tarquin, where are you? Tarquin, what's going on? I'm like, no, I'm not about, fuck that, yeah, something's gone wrong. Anyway, 3 o'clock in the morning, me and her's asleep, the old missus, laying down, get my leg shook, open my eyes. There's 15 police officers in my fucking front room. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? I had to lock my front door. I'd left it on the latch. So they've got to the door probably to take it off and just pushed it open. Imagine how lucky they must have felt.
Well, go back to what happened to the fella that was on the floor shaking?
Oh, we left. We ran off and left him. Oh, yeah, We're not going to lie. We panicked, fucked off and went into hiding. Like, straight. We knew that he was... Whatever happened, like, it just weren't good, and it, like... But he was leaking. He weren't dead then. He was dying, and it, like... We ran off, innit? Like, we was kids, like, yeah. 17 still kids, man, like, we all went into hiding. Well, like, I went back to my flat the day after next, like, you know, like, didn't think it through.
Well, like, you're still about to, you're saying this guy got pushed over and just, like, hit his head on the floor or something.
Probably just got punched and he just... just fell over and banged his head and died, like, that's, yeah. Like, but we didn't even know he was dead, like... I know it sounds...
He was in hospital.
Yeah, he was on life support.
How old did you say what looks
like? He was 40-something, like...
Yeah.
The whole mad thing is, it turned out he was having a gay affair. His wife saved us all, because he'd rung his wife up and said basically he'd been, like, terrorised by some youths, isn't it? Yeah, and he weren't having it. So she's like, well, if there's a problem, call the police. He was like, no, it's cool, I'm waiting for him. I've got a glass bottle if they want it. And where she's found out that he was having a gay affair, because we've already... Bro, the people that grasped on us was beyond belief. Like, my neighbour grasped on us.
It goes straight to that. The reason you found out they were having... The reason they found out they were having an affair, was it a bottle of wine that he was sharing with his gay lover?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
because when he was with, like... When he was downstairs with the drama, he was with another man.
And he kissed him.
Well, it turns out that man had to give evidence in court...
Oh, right, yeah.
And it's all come out.
For some reason, I thought it would be the bottle.
That was his gay lover.
Shit, yeah.
So the missus has said, like, we said this, and because basically he just admitted to waiting around to stab up two kids, That's basically what he said, and ended up dead. Like, so my boy got 3 years for manslaughter, and I've got everything but jail, isn't it? Like, I've got everything but jail. 250 hours community service, 2 years suspended, 2 years licensed. I was banned from SE7. I was banned from...
Banned from SE7.
Crime Club. Boom. I've had a knock on the front door at 3 hours in the morning. I'm thinking, yo, this guy's just got fucked up. This can't be good. I've looked over the fucking... the thing, yeah? And, bruv, filth everywhere, yeah? We're talking about a police back and forth police cars. For me, moving like I'm Ronnie Cray and that, right? Obviously, now I'm thinking, yo, something real bad here. So, immediately, yeah, I've run all the way to the back of the fucking top floor, yeah? Bam, jumped down the drain pipe, burglar style. In my boxer shorts, 3 hours in the morning, yeah? Summertime flavour, yeah? Run all the way to the back of the garden. Jumped over about 8 gardens, whatever now, yeah? So I'm scatty, yeah? I'm, like, back and forth. I'm like, peeking over the garden, see if the old bill's still there. They're still there. So I'm thinking, oh, man. So anyway, I'm plotting up. Yeah, there's a fucking... there's an alley at the back of the fucking... at the thingy, yeah? Because it backs onto the fucking...
the bypass.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah? I'm hearing loads of fucking police now, yeah? I'm thinking, anyway, yeah? I've jumped in someone's fucking shed, wrapped myself up in a dashie because I've had dogs... yeah, the dog's fucking barking at the fence now, yeah, the guy threw the dog over the fence, yeah, the dog's barking at the fucking door now, I'm thinking, it's on top, so anyways, now, yeah, like, long story short, he's trying to do the tug of war thing, yeah, with the fucking dust sheet, with the dust sheet, under the dust sheet, yeah. Bro, I swear the dog clocked me because I farted. I'm not joking. Like, I must have dropped a little bag of yeah, the dog's like, yo, that's things in it.
I found his arsehole.
Anyways, yeah. Put me in cells for what, seven, 8 days, yeah? Straight after, obviously, I've got the extensions in court and that they have to do two extensions, blah, blah, blah. From when I got, I went,
Maggie.
What's that one?
Maggie's, man.
Yeah. There you go. I should know. Anyway, yeah, bam, straight from there, then I went to Fulham.
Like, second day in jail, Fulham.
What'd you go down for?
I was on remand for murder at the time.
Oh, is this the when you punched the geezer?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got that story.
I hit him, he died, yeah. Like a day, like a night after, whatever, right? Anyway, yeah. So I'm in these cells now, and the next door was somebody, I got real cool with him, yeah. He was bashing me up with a bit of burn this and that here and there, yeah. Just got my cool with him, you know. Like, I'm only like 5 foot fucking whatever, like 5'10", 5'9", yeah. Like, I ain't like, I don't look like your typical killer, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, you deaded him with one punch?
So he knows your charges, kind of thing?
So yeah, he knows my charges. He's talked to me all fucking night and like all day and that kind of thing. Anyway, we've got out the cells now. Like, he's seen me, he's like, what the fuck? Like, he weren't expecting me to be like this small kind of thing. Like, yeah, man, he helped me out, bro. He helped me out a few bits.
Was I giving you burn cigarettes, right?
Yeah, he was blessing me up with burn.
Is that a pure prison slang? I don't really hear that on the streets. Is
what,
it?
Burn?
Yeah,
burn, man.
So would you say that outside of prison?
Nah.
So, a purely prison kind of thing?
Yeah, you call them rowdies.
Yeah, right.
Like, I work on building sites, like, everyone calls them roadies, like, you know.
Mm.
But yeah, man, it's all burned, like, in there. There's like a currency in there.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Currency, man, like, you trade it.
So he's hooking you up with that? What's his technique for that? Just get it bought or.
He knows people in there, or you get a starter burn pack.
What's that?
You say to the guvs that you smoke, so they bless you up with like a little burn pack, like, I don't know, like 15 grams with rolling papers and some.
For free,
yeah, is mate, it? Yeah.
Oh, that's
alright. This is about, wait, this is like 2012. Hello. Now. What's happening, girl? You alright?
Hey,
you cold? You look shy, what's the matter? Carbon. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, interrupted you.
Yeah, fucking, Yeah, so like.
So they give you free tobacco? Free 15 grand bottle a week or what?
Yeah. No. It's like a start. Oh, just like,
until you manage to source your own. Yeah.
There you go, yeah. Exactly.
That's quite good of them, really.
It is. Even if you don't smoke, you say, yeah, I'll have that. And then you use it to trade for sweets, DVDs, porno mags, this and that. Like, anything that you need in there, man. Like, I went wow. I've never been man prison. Wow. Is like, it's like notoriously violent. Much more violent.
Why?
Young
Offenders Institute.
There you go. Yeah. So boom, it's proper. Like, it is, man. It's like action packed.
Fights daily.
Daily, brother. Daily, man. It's so fucking like it.
Daily.
How regularly are you personally getting scraps?
Me, because of like the social kind of fucking. I don't know how to put it. Like the social. People coming in and out of the wing, yeah, like the social aspect of it would change. So you're a bit louder now, like, obviously.
Right, yeah. People playing up to other people.
Right, so yeah. These men don't really know me, they don't really know what I'm about, but he does. He's seen me ruck, he's seen me, like, hold it down kind of thing. Like, people try to test you on pool tables, food, fucking phones, and everything. Like, well, like, yo, big man, you got like 2 minutes left on that phone, you know. Yeah. Like,
when someone says that, you've got a switch, haven't you? Is that the deal? You've got to switch or be walked over kind of thing.
Yeah, bruv. It depends how you handle the situation. Like, the last couple months I was coming to the end of the sentence, I've become so good with dealing with, like, a fucking situation without fighting. Yeah. Not even, like, not losing face, like just busting joke. You can come out of the situation just by.
How do you do that? Do you give it back some with a laugh?
Of course, you just come with a certain, like, I'm not a dickhead, innit? But, like, you know, I don't know. Like, it's been a long time, man. Grand Club.
Hi guys, Shangelos Epifemiou here, telling you to please listen to the Brian and Roger podcast. Now, I don't know who's written it, but whoever it is probably a genius. So I think you should give it a listen because it's such great stuff.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sounds crazy, yeah, but I fucking enjoyed it, man. It is enjoyable.
Just because it weren't boring?
It weren't boring, nah. And you're like, you ain't got no fucking... The only stress that you get in there, yeah, is if you, like, take a boyment and you wear it. Like, with me, yeah, that I eat on me, yeah. And when I'm in my cell, because I was high risk because of my sentencing, yeah, because I plead guilty to manslaughter. And I'm getting manslaughter.
Yeah.
So... I weren't allowed to be celled up with no one. And so I'll be single cell, so I go back to myself, and then you'd just be like, yo, like, he mocked it, like, da da da, and then you go back out.
Because you've got so much time by yourself, you're picking over the little things, kind of
right,
thing.
Right, right. You can't talk to your bed and be like, oh, I've had a really bad day today. You're walking up and down your cell like a fucking lion, and you're doing press ups, you're doing shadow boxing. Yeah, I'm gonna knock it, I'm gonna bang him on his chin. First time I see him, I'm just gonna run up to him, crack him on his fucking jaw, side.
What kind of
start nutting him?
What kind of small misdemeanor might involve that kind of thing?
It could be anything to a push in the queue to play fucking ping pong. Like, I had 3 fights over pool. Like, I had a fight over food.
With the pool, like, who's next in the queue kind of thing?
Kind of thing, yeah, yeah. And obviously, like, I've started it a few times because of just, like, you just make a name for yourself.
Got back in,
like, yo, this is our table, you know that, big man? This is our table. I am next. No, I am next. You'd be like, no. Then I start racking up. Then he tries, like, getting away. Then the gov...
Would you have it right there and then, or would you organise it for later?
I couldn't do the organising thing personally.
So you just have it there and then?
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't be like, yo, we'd book it in for like fucking 2 o'clock tomorrow on the yard. Nah, mate. I mean, you hit window worries. Window worries is someone hollering out their fucking window and shouting it up like, yo, 2:15, this and that, this and the other, yeah? What, is that what it is, yeah? On road and that, what, you robbed my donny and this and that?
And does it materialise?
Yeah. It, like, comes a thing, like, so if you're, like, if you think you're nice and you've fucked someone up on road and you're actually landing in jail with someone that, that's his uncle or something like this, like, that's his cousin, he knows, now he knows who you are, like, you're gonna get fucked up,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Anyway, what was the racial spread where you were?
The racial spread felt crazy, yeah, like, yeah. It's basically, I was one of, like, 3 men.
Well, yeah, how long were you? 3 years?
No, I've got, just under 3 years, man. So yeah, I've got a touch, to be honest. I've got a touch because I've never actually been nicked for violence before.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like my first.
They understood it was kind of like a freak accident kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah. So obviously I've been nicked for non-violent things, you know, like burglary and other, you know.
It's Crime Club. You're fucking back to front.
And everyone who knows me knows about from early, knows about the Batmobile. Marnie's in a wheelchair. My granddad had a gold car that was converted. And my granddad drove me everywhere when I was a youth, to Beef, to Reeves, to anywhere. Like,
no matter where this guy was, he could ring granddad and he'd literally be there. He was like man's own superhero. Like, I swear to God, it was amazing.
So everyone called his car the Batmobile. It was gold and it had...
Did you abuse it, or was it always in a matter of emergency?
But no, like, he didn't care.
He didn't abuse it like that.
He liked to be with
him. Does that make sense? He did, right. But he didn't. He did,
but he didn't mind. So it's like...
He loved it.
Grumpy was happy to do it for him. Like, he never, ever, ever, ever...
It weren't a thing as like...
Never ever once mind.
If I didn't ring him, he'd ring me to see why I'd have rung him, you know? Like,
if he's got home one day somewhere, he's like, why didn't you ring me? How did you get home?
Yeah.
What's going on? How did you do this? This ain't right.
That's a saintly manoeuvres.
He was the proper man, like, he really was. Do you know, like, he was the kind of guy when I first met him, like, you know, when you're young and you go on dates and that, you got not enough money and he's shipping extra little money.
He was
that kind of bread.
But he made sure we'd wait till I'd walk off and everything.
Like, he was proper, like, he
Grumpy was a G, man.
He was, man. He was.
He got out and tried to fight a black man because he tried to, like, cut him up.
That's 75 years of age, isn't that?
He's
like,
full of man, like.
What, he's a cool fella?
Yeah.
Has he come out on top?
Well, he ran a guy over. Mother, has he got nicked for everything at 75?
Your granddad got nicked for running a guy over.
Yeah, we got into listen to this, yeah. Fuck it, that's a sick story. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
hear a funny story. Me and my granddad's getting a lift. I'm like, bro, I've got to be 17 at the oldest, yeah. Me and Gramps is running, and I told you he's got a bright. He says, "No, I shit you not, the car was gold.
Yeah,
it was a convertible for a wheelchair, so the back opened and a ramp folded down, and you could just fill it up with man them if you didn't have no wheelchair, and then it had two little half seats. So fucking, we're driving back to the ends. Boom, some black man's right. Obviously, because it's a disabled vehicle, he used to think he was must have been special or something. So the man's up past flashing headlights. My granddad's an arsehole, so he just slows down. What, 10 mile an hour down the old road, you want to be a cunt, like, he don't care. Like, he was old school. Even when he was old, he was still young in his head, you know, that one. Anyway, he pulled upside, the brother hopped out, yeah, tried to be rude, didn't it? I'm wailing out my window. I was like, bro, don't be stupid. I was like, ain't just old folk up in this car this evening. I was like, get your ass kicked. And he spat at me. Oh, my God, I went nuts. Yeah, I jumped out of the car, innit, yeah? He tried to drive off, but we're at a red light. There's too much cars going left, like, so we can't go nowhere. Like, he's half over in traffic. Like, imagine, like, he's nearly in oncoming traffic, yeah? Dragged him out the car window. Just, like, fighting with him.
We'll see her.
Anyway, my granddad's got a car, like, leave it, Brad. He's going to call police, isn't it? Yeah? He's tried to call police. I've grabbed his phone, just thrown it, and he jumped in the car. He jumped in front of the bus to the car, like, stay there. Calling police. My granddad's like, get out of the fucking way, isn't it? He's come round to my granddad's window to try and get, like... I'm getting mad. My granddad punched him in the face, I swear to God, like. But he's brought around the car, like, you're not going to... Granddad's like, sweet. Put his foot down, just drove the brakes straight, and boom, put him up in the air. One time.
Fuck it, though.
Breathed out. Fez nicked him and everything. He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you know,
Did he get off?
Yeah, he's old. He played it sick, bro. He was like, yeah, I was there. Drove down. He was like, someone must have written the wrong registration down, you know? Like, they must have seen the two cars. He was like, I remember the incident. He said, but I'm an old man. He was like, what was I meant to do? Get out and help? He was like, I just kept driving. He was like, maybe someone gave the wrong registration. Like,
smashed it.
Like, he was an OG. Like, so the day he died, man died having a piss in his bathroom. He got up in the morning and had a heart attack pissing. How ironic is that? Most relaxing thing is a morning piss and he had an heart attack.
Oh, man.
Yeah, God rest him, man. He was a good one.
What did he do with his younger days? You got any crackers from his younger days?
My family was all like that, man. I remember when I was about 8, someone stole his golf. He loved it. He had a little golf GTI, remember the little red ones?
Ooh.
Little square looking things. He had a red golf GTI. He loved the thing. Someone nicked it from outside the house one day when he was cleaning it. We're walking around the shops one day, and where he lived at the time, there's like a... garages, like, behind the shops. There's a man there got my granddad's car up on a jack, just working on it. My granddad's like, wait here a second, son. And I'm thinking, like, what's he going to do? You know when you're young and they think you're still too young to know what's going on, but really you know what's going on, slightly. I'm sitting there watching, and my kid's left, he's walked over and just pulled the jack out of the car and just dropped the car on the man. Broke his whole rib cage. Pulled him out for the car. So you like to steal cars, do you? You punch him in the face. Still had the car keys on him. Got in, the things all bored out, yeah? Because obviously you could just black box cars in that. He just stuck the red and black together. He was like, come, taking this home. Jumped in the car and drove the car back home. Grew up funny, innit? You grew up trying to earn clout and be something, and then one day you realise you wish you was never nothing because it's more headache than it's fucking worth.
Yeah.
That's how life got for me for a while, man. We had that chat the other day. I was chatting to someone the other day. They was like, if I was a millionaire, I'd still. And they were like, why? I was like, because fuck paying for stuff. Like, who pays for, like, it's like cheese. I won't pay for cheese.
Yeah.
The thing about cheese, it's off milk. How the fuck can I buy 6 pints of off milk?
Listen, I'm not poor.
£1.80.
But
I got paid
£7.50
for cheese. Fuck you.
I know, as silly as it sounds to you, you laugh like that.
No, I know what you mean. Because I nick butter. I choose to nick butter most of the time. That's the thing I nick.
I'm lactose intolerant,
see,
and
I
still
like
nick the shit.
I don't like butter because it's only 99p a tub and it'll last me forever with me.
No,
so.
But I like posh butter.
You nick some real butter.
In a little tinfoil.
Yeah.
You like the one that don't go in the fridge, you like the one that goes sits in
the fridge. No, I like the one that goes in the fridge.
Look, that
goes in the fridge.
Tin, little China plate thing, and you lift it off.
No.
And you scrape it with a knife.
Don't get me wrong, my aunt does that, but my butter stays in the fridge.
My nan used to do that.
Yeah,
the little
don't get twisted. Nanny used to do that. She used to have it on a little thing and everything.
Real butter. For jacket potatoes and shit. She was gang like that. Let's get
yeah, don't have butter. Butter lasts forever in my asshole, so I'll give the pan for butter. But cheese, it don't last 2 days in my ass, so I don't see why I have to pay £3.50 for a bit of hot milk.
No,
because that is literally all it is at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
How have you got so involved in my fucking interview?
Because you fucking keep asking me to
mate,
get involved.
Brilliant.
And I think it's gonna be a fucked up club. Wrong and telling tales of so much stuff. It's not the kind of club they have at home. Oh, no, no, no. It's a crime club. Crime club. Crime club with a wrong and some fucked up tales. Crime club. Crime club with a wrong and some fucked up tales.
There you have it. I almost feel sad bringing the Chronicles of Tarquin, and maybe even the series as a whole, to an end. I don't know if this is the last episode of the series yet, because I'm recording this in mid-August, you see. But if it is, I'd just like to say thanks for listening. Get in touch if you like. Buy a tank top or some other such merch if you'd like to make a gesture towards me in some way, despite the smog of criminal disinterest that I've done my utmost to manufacture around me. I do try very hard to please you, listener. I've been... and will continue to be Jack Beaumont. Here are some AKAs that didn't quite make the cut this series. Spunk Lord 3000, Inspector Bum, the fully qualified lengthener, Sir Lord Lieutenant Longcock III, Piss Boy, The Annoying Man's Recommendation, Dirty Denim, Sex Boy. Oh, I'm making them up now. Goodbye, basically, and see you at Series 3.
Some crime club merch. We've got tank tops, jumpers, and bags. Buy a tank top. Ooh, baby. Fucking tank top. Get it all now.
Get your tank top at www.podcastmerch.co.uk.
Great Big Owl.
The fear. Fear of missing out. Fear of going out. Fear of flying. Fear of dying. Imposter syndrome. Spiders. Pipes from Ghostwatch. Dolls with buttons for eyes.
We're all scared of something. But what are you scared of? Join me, Sarah Morgan, for The Fear, a podcast about the overlap between comedy and horror.
The secret lemonade drinker adverts. Geese. That time on Biker Grove when Adam McParlin got shot in the face with a paintball.
In each episode, I interview funny, interesting people I like. People like Phil Jupitus, Alice Lowe, Richard Osman, Riley Silverman, and Danielle Ward, about their biggest fears in a judgment-free environment. It is spooktacular.
The Fear.
And remember, do have nightmares because they're an entirely appropriate response to the horrors of modern living.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.